Next halacha in the Rambam of Ein Lamechelek Olam Haba is what the Rambam refers to Osaveirus Biyad Rama, otherwise known as Megalafani Batara Shaloka Halacha. So it's important to give a word of background here. As the Lecha Mishnah notes, this is based on the Gemara in Perek HaChelek and Daf Tzadites, where the Gemara distinguishes between Mevatza Talmidei Chachamim, according to the Man Dharma, that's not Bikoras, and the Megalophonim Batora, which is an example is given there of Menashe. And he says, Uvazeh, Pasak Rabbeinu, right, like the Man D'Amar, that Megalophonim is Gigon Menashe. But if you look in that Gemara, and it's Rashi, the Shitasa, in terms of the Pirush and Avos as well, so he understands that Menashe was Dorej Drashul Shaldofi, that he was making things up. So Megalophonim Batora, we talk about Shimon Panim Batora, the expression of Megalophonim Batora Shaloka Halacha, that the Pnei Torah is being exposed. But the Rambam, as we'll see here, understood in a completely different way. If you take a look at the Rambam in his Perush on that Mishnah and Avos, which is in the name of Rabbi Lazar HaModai, so the Rambam quotes there, Megalophonim Batora, Misha Over Al Mitzvah Satorah Befarhesia, Hu Tachlis Hakvira, Kamo Shamar Hashem Yisalav HaNefesh Asher Tase, Biyad Ramah, V'inin Megalophonim, Megalophonim V'yeis, right, so it's associated with Azus Meitzach, his Panim, not the Pnei Torah, V'zalashon Kvira, V'hu Mefurash Ken Begmaris Yerushalmi, Pei Amra, Megalophonim Batora, Ha'over Al Devei Torah Befarhesia, Ki Yehoyakim Ben Yoshio. So it actually sounds like the Rambam isn't paskening at all, like the Lecha Mishnah said, based on the Bavli. I think he's paskening like the Yerushalmi, right, as he himself suggests. So let's take a look at the Rambam here. Osaveirus biyad Rama, ki Yehoyakim, right, that's what it says, ki Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, not like Menashe, ben shasa kalos, ben shasa chamuros, yen lo chelek lolam haba. So again, here we don't care whether it's a kal or a chamur. And again, this is not the first time that we saw that. We saw that in the case of Machtiye Harabim. So this is the Rambam Holeich L'shitaso. So the person is compelling others, Machtiye Harabim, Bin Kal, Bin Chamor. It's much more than just an Aveira Kala, as we noted, because you're threatening the integrity of Kal Yisrael's attachment to the mitzvos. So too here, to do an Aveira Kala, but Biyad Ramah, Be'azos Meitzach, as we're about to see, so that's an assault on Kol HaTorah Kulo. Zehu HaNikra Megalophonim B'Torah, Mibnei Sheheh is a Mitzcho, V'Gila Panov. Again, so it's not like Rashi says to me, Megalophonim B'Torah Shelo Kelacha, Shivim Panim B'Torah V'lo Shivim Achas, V'lo Bosh Midivrei Torah. So Azos Meitzach is associated with a lack of Busha. And again, Ben Bekal, Ben Bechamor, so this is an assault on Divrei Torah, v'lo bosh mi Divrei Torah. So I'd like to suggest that one of the makoros of the Rambam, beyond just the Yerushalmi, as opposed to the Bavli, keneged the approach of the Lecha Mishnah here. I don't think the Lecha Mishnah is correct, that the Rambam is paskening based on the Bavli. I think it's as he says in Avos, he's paskening the Yerushalmi. But the second point I would make is that there is a Bavli which is relevant. The Bavli, which talks about Shlosha Simanim Be'umazo, Rachmanim, number one, three is Gomlei Chasad, and the second one is Baishanim. So what does Busha mean? Because the Rambam writes here, V'lo Bosh Midivrei Torah. So Busha means, or the Gemara derives in the Pasuk of, L'mantia Yir'aso Alpeneichem Levilti Techetou. That Busha is associated with, how could I possibly act in a manner which contravenes and certainly which denigrates Divrei Torah. So Hainu Hach, if those are the Simanim B'umazon, we saw Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Le'olam Haba. So this person is assaulting one of the defining aspects of Klal Yisrael, of Busha. To be Osaveirus Biyad Rama is the opposite of Busha. It's Ozus Meitzach V'gila Panav L'obosh Medivrei Torah. And now I think we can well understand this Michos HaParashios in the Rambam, right? Why does the Rambam put this right after HaPoresh Midarchei HaTzibur? So HaPoresh Midarchei HaTzibur, again, is somebody who dissociates himself from Klal Yisrael. So here we have somebody who's dissociating himself from Klal Yisrael, not in terms of just, being apathetic to their suffering, but he's dissociating himself from one of the defining aspects of Klal Yisrael. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Megom Lechasadim, the opposite of Lamantia, Yirasu Alpanechem, Levilti Techatau, Yirasu Alpanechem is to be Megalophonim, to be Meiz Meitzach, and to be Velobosh Midivrei Torah. This is Shitas HaRambam, I think, again, on the basis of the Yerushalmi, and I'm suggesting as well the Bavli in Yevamos, as opposed to the Lecha Mishnah, the Bavli in HaChelek.